Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? We are here. 79th and Hollis Flows is on the IR once again. So we've got JR Bang filling in, man. As you can see, he's got his nice Kansas City Chiefs jacket on, rooting for his new team.
My new team, Jack.
The new team, the two-time, soon to be three-time Super Bowl champions.
God's favorite football team.
God's favorite football team, especially after that game today. It's your boy Scott. Of course, you know, follow me on all social media platforms at Barbershop Scott. Follow the Barbershop Network on Patreon, all that good stuff, man. I'm not even gonna do the intro today because if y'all watch this podcast, 9 times out of 10, you follow me already or you know how to follow me, man. So, that was a disgusting game to say the least. I've been covering this football team for 4 years. This is my fourth season, so I've seen a lot of bad football. I remember 2021. The end of Matt Nagy's tenure. And as bad as that was, I don't think it was as bad as this. I remember right before that Thanksgiving game, fans were begging to fire Matt Nagy. They ended up beating the Lions on Thanksgiving with Andy Dalton because Justin was hurt that week. It was Justin's rookie year. It was Andy Dalton. They ended up winning, and he had a real smug press conference about, like, how dare y'all question me and, you know, and shit like that. And he got through the rest of the season before him and Ryan Pace got canned, man. And what we're seeing right now is I saw a football team that quit today, you know, and usually that kind of stuff makes me angry. But I understood. This is incompetence at its finest. It was just an uninspired loss. Yeah, this is a generational Bears loss, and that says a lot because we've got a lot of generational losses. On my hour-long ride back from Soldier Field, with I feel like 30 minutes of the hour line where I was spent trying to get from Lakeshore Drive over to Roosevelt, I spoke just to avoid the Dan Ryan. I refused to go on the Dan Ryan, so I was like, no, nigga, I gotta get stuck here, so I ain't gotta get on the Dan Ryan. I'm gonna do that. I was thinking, how many times in my Bears fandom have I been legitimately happy? I sat and thought on that long ride as I played my smooth R&B playlist, which I have, which is called Bluetooth Sundays, which is nothing but old school music on there. you know, and I thought about how many times. So I say that I officially became a Bears fan in 2001. And that was, of course, the Jim Miller year where Donovan walked us down in the last game in the actual, you know, Soldier Field as we knew before they put them terrible renovations on there. And I was like, how many times have I been happy as a Bears fan? And that's 23 years now. 2001 was 23 years ago. Three times. The 2006 season where they went to the Super Bowl, the 2010 season where they went to the NFC Championship game, and the 2018 season. Even though that was a double doink year, that was a very, very fun year leading up with the Bears getting Khalil Mack and just all the fun they had that year. So I was like, man, that's 18 seasons, that I've been unhappy as a Bears fan, you know. And, you know, Orlando put the nail on the head. This is the lowest I've been since Trestman era. Like, this is Trestman level bad. And You know, there's going to be a lot of things said about Caleb Williams. He did not play well. I believe this was Caleb's worst game as a pro. And that's saying a lot considering the last two were not good. Even the throws he did have weren't even close. Like, they weren't even close. Like, all this pass, he barely crossed 100 yards. The play calling was abysmal as usual. It's like, I sit there watching it, and I'm like, what do they practice? Do they practice? And this is coming from a man who is at the facility once a week for practice. And I'm asking, what did they practice? It's rubbed off on the defense now. And even the defense, they only gave up 19 points. Like the Patriots had one touchdown all game. So it's like the defense is doing their thing. You can imagine how much more gassed up they'd be if they knew they had an offense to fight for. I just don't understand why they're trying to force feed this DeAndre Swift runs. I don't understand why they're using DJ Moore as a screen merchant. I don't understand why they continue to feast, force it to Keenan Allen. I don't understand why they're not giving Cole Kmet the ball. There's so many things I'm not understanding. The offensive line is terrible, and I'm not angry because if there's anything that I would give the media, my time being in media, is that the over-the-top fan in me died a long time ago. So, I get upset. I'm upset. I'm irritated. But these kind of losses used to ruin my day, used to ruin my week before I started covering the team. And now it's just like, it's ridiculous. The Bears are once again, like you said, Bang, they're the laughingstock of the NFL. You've got national media laughing them again. If you look at all of the rookie quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Drake May, everybody. Caleb is by far playing the worst out of the 4-4, and it's all because of coaching. And I said on I'm Not Gonna Hold You on Friday that I didn't think he was regressing. I'm concerned, and I'm concerned now because not because of Caleb. I'm concerned because we got 8 more weeks left, and I'm starting to see or as Mikey likes to say, them habits. We're starting to see bad habits. And I feel that moves need to be made this week to prevent those habits from growing because now, we've seen quarterbacks get rid of habits and we've seen quarterbacks and it's never been right from habits. You know what I'm saying? And we've seen what happens on both sides. But they can't just wait till Black Monday and then go in the right direction and hopefully go sign a Ben Johnson. They got to get rid of this now. I'm not expecting them to because the Bears have tradition, a crappy tradition. As Dante said on the show, they have a tradition of losing. They are losers. I don't know who they think they are in their head, but they're not winners. They need to break tradition. You know what I'm saying? This is something that Matt Eberflus, they're at home. So honestly, this should happen tonight. This isn't something we're going to wait till the plane lands. You're at the crib. This should happen tonight. I was sitting there waiting in the interview room. I didn't even go into the locker room. I'm like, I'm not even going to waste my time. I waited in an interview room for about 25 minutes, which is longer than we usually wait. Kevin Warren popped his head into the media room. When I first seen the door open and I seen Kevin Warren, I was like, oh, snap, did he get fired? Is he going to come talk to us? This nigga poked his head in the room, looked around and said, how y'all doing? And then closed the door. I was like, come on, dog. Then Flus comes up there. Flus does the usual Flus. We got to look inward. That's his version of Matt Nagy's. What was Matt Nagy saying?
I forgot, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Matt Nagy had a bunch of sacks.
He had
we got to ask the whys. The whys.
Yeah, it's the whys. It's the whys.
We got to look inward. We got ourselves. We got each other. Sent all that crap. And Flus definitely caught me rolling his eyes in one of his answers. Like, he definitely caught. I was like, this nigga can't be serious. And Caleb Williams, I got to give it to Caleb. He did a phenomenal job of not throwing his coaches under the bus. Shout out to my boy Herb Howard. Herb Howard asked an excellent question. He said, are you willing to risk getting fired before you change play call? And he was like, well, we're looking at everything. And Jason Leisure doubled down on it. You know, as much shit as the Chicago media gets, rightfully so, I'm gonna stand up for the Chicago media. I think some great questions were asked today. Now, they didn't answer them. But it was
great questions asked during that press conference
today. Yeah, today it was great. When they asked him, I think it was Jason Lee's asked Caleb, do you have confidence in Matt Eberflus right now? When he repeated the question, I was like, yep, that's a no. That's a no. When you were like, and he repeated the question, looked at us and said, do I trust my coach? Yes, of course I trust my coach. So he did a phenomenal job of not, you know, throwing him under the bus. He's way more mature than me tonight because I threw that nigga under the bus. We saw the video that I saw on my way back from Soldier Field where there's a, on the bench, there's Caleb Williams and there's Shane Waldron. And Shane Waldron's like trying to make a joke. You know when a nigga try to make a joke when something ain't going right? He trying to make a joke and Caleb just shaking his head like, you can't be for real. So, Brian Poles, I'm going to look at you, bro. Like my brother said on the show that, yo, Brian Poles got to go. And I was like, I don't know. That's a little bit too much. He's still done some good things. I'm with my brother now. If I was the owner of the Bears, if I was Kevin Warren, he would be. I would bring him out in the office. Like, look, you fix this now, or you're getting fired. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the best. I don't know what to say. I'm just tired of losing. I'm with you. I'm with you, Joe. And look, as much as this fan base gets on my nerve, and there was a lot of y'all out there I saw today trying to act like you saw this train coming, like we all weren't super hyped about this team after that Jaguars loss. Don't do that. Don't do that. I saw it. As much as this fan base annoys me, this fan base deserves so much better. So much better. Still was a packed crowd out there today. Now, when I got there, the vibes were low. You know what I'm saying? The vibes were low and it got worse. Fans are fed up. Fans are fed up. When I was leaving the stadium, I heard a couple people chanting Green Bay sucks, but then that quickly changed to Fire Flus. And at this point, man, it's 8 more games left. And I got to tell Bang, I was wrong. I was wrong on Friday. I said, it's not time yet to press the panic button because we got so many more games. It's not the fact that they lost this game that I'm surprised about. Because I said last week, they could lose to the Patriots. It's the fact they only scored 3 points. Now I don't know if they're going to win another game for the rest of the year. Because you can't score a touchdown at home against the New England Patriots. You have no shot against the Green Bay Packers, the Minnesota Vikings, the Detroit Lions, the Seattle Seahawks, and the San Francisco 49ers. You got no shot, and it's going to get worse. I told Dante, I'm not rooting for losses. I'm still not rooting for losses. But when they happen, it kind of is what it is, because next week's going to be a massacre. I thought Drake May did really good today. He threw a crazy interception, but I thought he did really, really good. What Green Bay is about to do to us next week shouldn't be shown on television. It's going to be... it's going what you see with my is going what you see on Pornhub like that. It's gonna be that bad. It's gonna, and you see, you got Brady, you got Tom Brady up there. Like that, why you got the GOAT? Embarrassing us in front of GOAT, and it's bad. It's gonna get worse. I think this is going to be. I don't know if they're gonna win another game. If they do, it's gonna be one more. That puts you at what? 5-12 for the season.
Yep, and it's 5-12.
It's ridiculous. Now we kept saying, oh, I ain't got to look at draft no more. You're looking at top 5 draft pick again. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just really, really what it comes down to. I'm disgusted, and I'm not expecting nothing. I'm not expecting what a reasonable franchise would do. A reasonable franchise, we would get that Ian Rapoport or Tom Pelissero or Adam Schefter alert tonight that says that Bears president CEO or Ryan Poles let go of Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron. I don't know, Eric Washington, new head coach, Thomas Brown, the new offensive coordinator. That's not going to happen. What we're going to see now is Matt Eberflus put all the blame on Shane Waldron, and he's probably going to elevate Thomas Brown to offensive coordinator. That's probably going to happen either this week or next week. And now we're just going to go through this entire thing. And now, if you're a Bears fan, you just got to hope that Caleb can get out of this season with not too many bad traits, that the bad habits can be fixable by either Ben Johnson or some other coach. And even when they fired him, because they are going to get fired at the end of the season, now you got to hope that they actually hired the right coaching staff, which is just as much a toss-up. We can sit up here and look at the 105-year history of this team and say, oh, well, we've never had a problem, never had a good time trying to find a quarterback. They have had just as hard of a time finding a right head coach. In 105 years, they have 3 good head coaches. That is George Halas, Mike Ditka, and Lovie Smith. And only 2 of them in the modern era. That is a problem. I feel bad for Bears fans. And for me, I enjoy covering this team. But these next 8 weeks are just like a chore now. It's a chore. And it's going to get worse, man. So that's what I've got. Bang, I'm going to give the floor to you. Tell me what your feelings are after this loss.
Remember we had that DEFCON conversation?
Yeah.
We're there. We're there. We're at DEFCON 5, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys listen to the show, On Friday, me and Sky had a discussion about Caleb and regressing, and I told him by definition he is regressing. And today reared his ugly head again, and yes, he's regressed. But I also think that, and I've said this a couple of times, as an old saying, that you can't outplay bad coaching. And Moose Johnston, I think, did an amazing job at calling out the Bears. If you watched the game today on television, he called the Bears organization out from top to bottom on how it is now malpractice what they're doing to this kid. But I'm going to go a little bit deeper, because the last 2 weeks, they have went against quite possibly the worst defensive lines in football. The Arizona Cardinals and now the New England Patriots. And even if you look at the games all year long, the Washington Commanders defense is not Ray Lewis and the Baltimore Ravens, right? Three games. These three games are after the bye. They have not scored a touchdown since the Hail Mary. And in that game, they scored one. So technically, they've scored one touchdown in 3 weeks after a bye against three of the bottom defenses in the NFL and one of the worst teams in the NFL in the New England Patriots. Say all that to say this. I said on Friday's show that Matt Eberflus needs to be fired after this game if they were to lose against the Patriots. We did not think he was going to get to that point. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at that point, and I am not wavering. Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron should be fired today. And if Ryan Poles does not want to pull the trigger, then he should be fired too. And Ian Cunningham, who is a capable GM, should be slid in as the interim, and let's see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an epic failure. We could talk all day long about the Jets and what's going on there, and they currently getting their ass beat. We could talk about other teams, right? But I'll say this, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a Bears fan, because I'm a realist as well. This team looks like they're one of the worst teams in the NFL now. They now look like the pick that they drafted at, which they traded for that pick. They got a gift from the Carolina Panthers, and they're pissing it away. All of those are fireable offenses. We can say what we want to on the field, but when you look at the context of where we are at right now, the gift that was given, the fact that you had the number one pick at 7-10, and even at 7-10, it was a couple of games that you should have won. Everybody, local and national media, said that this team should not be picking number one. They're not one of the better teams, but they're the best team ever to pick at number one. And yeah, we knew it was going to be some growing pains, but the defense was supposed to get us out of that. Let's look at the defense now. While they have not wavered on the points, they look good. They're terrible at stopping the run. They're making the people look good. And then plus the mishaps from the Commanders game and from the Cardinals game last week, the mental lapses. Now you got Tyrique Stevenson looking like shit out there. The defensive line, which Eric Washington was supposed to come in
and make that a strong point. I feel like he low-key got benched today.
Yes, he got low-key benched. Eric Washington was supposed to come in and shore up that defensive line. And yeah, the bright spot of that defensive line is Gervon Dexter. Gervon Dexter might be the defensive MVP on this team, the way he's been playing day in and day out. Outside of that, Montez Sweat now is hurt. I don't think him coming off of that, getting that penalty late in the game, I mean, or late in the second half, it's not because he was lazy or anything like that, because the man is playing hurt. Kyler Gordon just got on the field. Jaquan Brisker been playing kamikaze, and now his ass is out. Billings is out, and Billings was a key part of this defense, the run game, to what we had last year, and now he's out. And who's that replacement? Zach Pickens? Chris Williams is not really supposed to be slotted up in that spot for him. The linebacker core has not really shown up this year, ladies and gentlemen. They've been showing up in spots. This team overall has regressed badly. The offensive line is injured. I won't put them in that line because everybody is hurt.
They weren't good even when healthy.
And they wasn't even good when healthy. They was better than last year, but they all hurt now. The only starter that was out there playing is Coleman Shelton because of injury. This team as a whole has regressed. The offensive weapons that this team has, they can't even use them. I'm not even mad at Mikey saying you should have traded Keenan Allen, because maybe you trade him, maybe it's addition by subtraction, because now you ain't got to try to force feed the ball into Keenan Allen. And now you could just focus on DJ Moore, and you can focus on Roma Dunze.
But that's what the issue I had with that is, Shane Waldron's a dumbass. Like,
I'm with you.
He's just going to give the ball to DeAndre Carter like he did when Keenan Allen was hurt.
I'm with you. I'm just saying, at this point, you got to look at everything. And then let's talk about the coaching one more time. Flus, main thing was the defense. And the defensive looked terrible, even by his standards. Shane Waldron, we ain't even got to say no more about Buddy. And I ain't got no trust in the Thomas Brown either. I ain't got no trust in Thomas Brown and Kerry Joseph. Eric Washington, I ain't got no trust in him. But at the end of the day, you got to make a move out there to show the team that we ain't for play. And honestly, get ready for next year. Because if Luce did get a five-year contract, you shouldn't base not fire him because he got a couple of more years or we want to see this through. No, the man got to go, and the man got to go tonight. Because what's going to happen now is this. If we say the team is quit on that coach, let me take this off because I need y'all to truly understand where I'm coming from here. And I don't want nobody to be mistaken by the satin jacket that I got right here. I need y'all to understand this. If we were embarrassed today, I don't think this is rock bottom, y'all. I don't think this is rock bottom. You know what's rock bottom?
Oh, no. Rock bottom. Rock bottom
is, no, it is not even this week. Rock bottom, the lowest form of rock bottom, don't happen next week when we get our ass blasted by the Green Bay Packers at home. It's getting blown out by Detroit in front of your family on Thanksgiving.
That's in front of Shaboozy.
In front of Shaboozy, y'all. That's really rock bottom. Rock bottom is the Bears going to Detroit in front of your whole family and getting washed. You might as well just cancel Christmas right now and fire that
man. Hold on. Can y'all let go of Justin Fields? For the love of God.
Now, I get to that. Let me handle the Justin Fields thing. Let me handle the Justin Fields thing. Put that up there with Damien. Put that up there. Damien, I like that you listen to the show. But we're the only show that's really going to call out how stupid this is for monetary reasons at the very least. Was you willing to pay somebody that's a backup for the Pittsburgh Steelers right now $25
million? Nope.
You want to risk yourself to be in the same situation as the New York Giants who hold the number one pick because Daniel Jones can't get out of his own way? Get off of the Justin Fields shit, because monetarily, it was impossible. You think you complaining now? You would have been complaining your ass off if you had to get that man $25 million. So shut the fuck up with the Justin Fields shit. The whole quarterback room is goddamn clean when it comes to money. That was not going to help the situation out. So please, for the love of God, shut the fuck up when it comes to this Justin Fields shit. Because that shit's irritating. Because as soon as they would have gave him some money, your ass would have been on here complaining for that too. Now back to the Caleb Williams shit. He wasn't, and he's not, and he's benched now, Damian. He's benched now.
No, hold on. I gotta say this. Well, people gotta understand about them Pittsburgh games. Chris Boswell scored, 39 points. He wasn't even getting the ball in the end zone. That was T.J. Watt and Chris Boswell. And now he's handing water to Russell Wilson, who just won a game.
So unless you're watching Pittsburgh Steelers game.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Russell Wilson just walked down and watched the Commanders. Okay.
So if you're not watching Pittsburgh Steelers game, please shut up. Because he wasn't the reason why they was winning. And you know what they got over there that we ain't got?
Coach.
Better coaching.
Coach.
Better Mike coaching. Tomlin. Better structure. So, Damian, you can get off on that shit all you want to. But Justin Fields with the man that we got right now that can't coach us out of some shit. And like I said, he wasn't even bitch. He was inactive.
Yeah, he was inactive.
That and
was
I crazy. Like Justin.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. I love Justin. But financially, it was not going to be a good move for us in any situation. It is what it is. It is what it is. But back to the Caleb thing. Caleb is playing with bad coaching. It is simple as that. And the crazy thing about it is the league knows it. If this was a situation where this man was terrible, they would say it. But let me give y'all another thing that I paid attention, that I didn't really think about until today. Until today, I didn't realize this shit till today. Caleb was the number one pick in the NFL draft. We see who his coach is. The number two pick is Dan Quinn's coach, is Dan Quinn's quarterback. And Dan Quinn went to a Super Bowl. And Cliff Kingsbury was halfway successful in the NFL for a little bit, but they know he's a good offensive mind.
Who would have been May?
Drake May. Drake May is number three. Alex Van Pelt ain't no bad offensive coordinator, but he got his growing pains. Michael Penix ain't playing. But we see what they got over there with the coaching staff that they have. Let's go to Bo Nix. Let's go to Bo Nix. On this show. Well, I ain't going to hold you. We were saying that maybe Sean Payton is washed. Maybe his time has passed him by. Caleb Williams looks worse than Bo Nix. And Bo Nix ain't playing bad. Bo Nix walked down the Kansas City Chiefs, whom, I might I add, have one of the better defenses in the NFL.
Yep.
He walked them down, and they would have won the game if God didn't like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, right. There wasn't devil magic going on in Kansas City.
So it's pretty simple to me. It is pretty simple. It is easy economics here. The best quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks this year, are surrounded by better coaching. You mean to tell me Caleb Williams wouldn't look like the number one pick if Sean Payton wasn't the coach of the Bears right now? That says it all. You can't outplay bad coaching, especially when you are a rookie. It is easy economics, ladies and gentlemen. The better rookie coaches, the better rookie quarterbacks this year have better coaching and better structure around them.
JG, I'm going to take even a little further. You know how everybody's like, oh, well, you know, you should have took Jaden Daniels. Here's the thing why just Caleb's talent. I think Jaden Daniels looked worse. if he's here. Number two, I think if Caleb's in Washington, he looks better than what Jaden looks like right now. And that's the talent. And that just shows you how bad the coaching is. And that's one thing that I will give all Bears fans credit. Really, everybody with eyes. We all said this. Whether you were Team Justin or Team Caleb, we all said you have to change coaches. Because if you're gonna rebuild, if you look at any rebuild in sports, when you start over, you get a new coach. I've never seen a team do this. Not only do it once, they've done it three times. This is the third time in a row. Say what you want about Mitch Trubisky. Mitch was trash. We all know that. Lame duck coach his rookie year. John Fox, who wanted Freaky Sean, wanted Jamal Adams. Doesn't go right. Mitch's rookie year. John Fox gets fired. Now he's got Nagy in year two, and he's got to learn the Nagy system. Doesn't work out with Nagy. Nagy's job is on the line. They draft Justin Fields. Same thing, and now we're doing it here. Even when I said on Friday, when we were talking about the five-year contract, what has Matt Eberflus done to even get a five-year contract? And the fact that we don't even know exactly what the contract is, what franchise do you know hides numbers from people they sign? We don't know, Matt. We don't know Ryan Flo's deal. We don't know any of this. And it's just insane to me where it goes back to the front office. Like I said, I've been told that, and I've seen McCaskey's hands off. But it don't look like they're hiring the right people regardless.
You can't be hands off now.
Well,
you Kevin can't be Warren, hands off now.
This goes to Kevin Warren. Kevin Warren. See, the biggest thing we had before was, oh, I got to see what Ted wants. That's what always we heard hear George McCaskey say. I rely on Ted. Ted Phillips ain't here no more. It's Kevin Warren. We don't know what Kevin Warren is. What kind of guy is he? I want to know, like you keep talking about, remember, we're going to win championships. Not championships, championships. This ain't championship football. Well, did you hear Brian Poles? Interview, I think it was
no, Peggy, I didn't. I saw y'all talking Peggy Kaczynski.
Yeah, it's peak Matt Eberflus. Like it was mind-boggling. The things that he was saying. I'm gonna actually look for the actual quotes he said because it was just ridiculous. And he's starting to sound like the dude that he signed. And it's like he doesn't want to take any accountability or anything like that. So
I didn't want to come on the post game cussing, especially on PTO. But Damian just blew me with that shit. Like, fam.
I've been
it's not even about being an offensive-minded coach at this point. Cause Dan Quinn is not an offensive-minded coach.
But he knows. That's the thing that's annoying with the Bears. Y'all interview Cliff Kingsbury.
Dan Quinn.
Yeah, you interviewed Dan Quinn.
He was a finalist.
You interviewed him twice. Remember, Dan Quinn was supposed to get it before Trestman.
Yeah. Like, he was a finalist this go around.
It's crazy.
And when he didn't get the job, he was like, I'll just go ahead and go back to the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah,
Cap asked him, like, you leave ECA. I'm not that kind of guy. A winner isn't that. You say whichever you want about 28-3 thing, whatever, but he got you there. Here's some of the quotes that was said this morning from general manager Ryan Poles, Peggy Kaczynski. She does an interview with Ryan Poles before every game. Ryan Poles said, there's not a lot to take out from last week's loss. We need to get the defense back to where it was, but need to see both sides of the ball pick it up. Then he said, on Caleb Williams and DJ's more lack of connection. There's been times I thought connectivity was really good and times disconnected. They worked really hard to get it back. Here's another one. On DJ Moore, he's very competitive, wants to be successful, wants to help his team win. There's frustration. The one thing I love at the end of the day, DJ is a team player who just doesn't see his own success but the team component. More word salad. And he's impressed with Roma Dunze. He says, the O-line hasn't been playing well because of injuries. You have to step up and play. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. This is the kind of stuff you don't want to hear from your general manager. This is also kind of crazy. Then we're doing Hard Knocks. He said, well, this is the deepest team I've ever been around. What it's like that's nuts right now. It's insanity. And you talk about the defense regression. I'm starting to question every move he made. Like we hyped up the DJ Moore trade. But honestly, looking on paper, I've never been a general manager. I would have accepted that. Like that was one of the dumbest trades. That's all on Scott Tepper more than anything. And Ryan.
Wait a minute. Let me pause. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I want to stop you there. Are you basically saying that Ryan Poles' gift is the only reason why we're excited about him being?
Look, man, let's be 100% real about this. And I would have said this even when I was high on Ryan Poles a couple months ago. If that trade doesn't happen, we have a completely different look on Ryan Poles. I was critical of Ryan Poles from the day he came here.
But you know when, I was.
Remember the Larry Ogunjobi thing? I said on Twitter, on the 79th of Howard's Twitter, that's not a good sign, messing up your first big free agency. And all Bears fans cussed me out. I said, I'm not doing the fall in love with the GM thing that Bears fans like to do. But then he started making some good moves. But if you take that, and I'm Monday morning quarterbacking here, I'm 100% hindsight view right here. But if you take the DJ Moore trade away, which eventually got you Caleb Williams, we were never even putting Ryan Poles in that high regard. And remember, the season was over. I said the season's over 2 weeks ago. Season ain't over now. We all said this. It was over with that Hail Mary, and it's looking like that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
So Poles, I want to get back to what I was talking about culture, because I'm glad that you went there. A good coach don't let that happen.
No, it doesn't.
If the Hail Mary happens, so be it. A good coach don't let your team collapse after that moment right there when you got all of this season to go.
A good coach sees what's going on with Tyree Stevenson and calls a timeout. You have 3 timeouts. His timeout stuff doesn't make any sense. And also, why was Caleb Williams out there again today? It was a double. It's the second week in a row. And, you know, yeah, that's one thing Orlando, we said, Ryan Poles, it's going to be hard to make this roster. I'm going to go. That's going to make me circle back to something else. Velus Jones was just cut like 2-3 weeks ago. He shouldn't have made the roster. And so my biggest fear is this is now. Because Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron are going to get fired. It's not going to be midseason. I don't see it happening whatsoever. In fact, I just got an email that said what time we need to be at Hallis Hall on Wednesday for Matt Eberflus' press conference. So they can change the email, but to me that signals that he will still be there on Wednesday. Is they got to get the signing right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to get the signing right. So when they do get met with Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron on Black Monday, you got to get the right coach. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get the right coach. And we all want Ben Johnson. I hope it happens. I'm not resting my hat on it. I'll actually believe it when I see it. But they got to get it right, because I think Caleb can get through this. I think Caleb is talented enough to get through this. But you're walking on thin ice. I forgot who said this. I don't know if it was Lewis Reddick or I think it was Tom Brady. Tom Brady actually said this. The NFL ruins more quarterback. No, what? Yes. It was Kevin O'Connell.
Well, Tom Brady has said that too, though.
Tom Brady said the NFL ruins more quarterbacks than they make quarterbacks. It's all about coaching. You know what I'm saying? When Peyton Manning started, everybody brings up, Peyton Manning had 26 interceptions. People always bring that up. We never bring up the fact that he had Tony Dungy help him get back on track. He had Howard Mudd get him back on track. You know what I'm saying? They said
Tom Moore.
He said Vrabel. Look, I like Vrabel, but there's a problem with Vrabel. Then you got to get an offensive coordinator, which they have proven that they cannot do. That's why I would just rather go with the offensive mind who calls
plays. So hear me out, and I'm going to say what I was saying earlier. At this point
– oh, that's another one. Trace Armstrong, the real GM of the Bears.
Right. So hear me out. At this point, I don't give a damn if this person is a former offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, tight end coach, offensive line coach, defensive back coach. I want a good damn coach. Dan Quinn was a defensive coach. He went and he got both times. Hear me out. Both times as a head coach.
Yes, but those are also organizations to allow him to hire.
No, hear me out. No, hear me out. That's what I say. Hear me out. Both times that man gave you Kyle Shanahan and Cliff Kingsbury. Both times, he's been successful. I've seen success. And he's not a bad coach himself. This is what I'm saying. I agree with what you was about to say. which is the what makes the point even more glaring to me. The Chicago Bears organization needs to, for once in their life, get out the damn way and let a football person make football decisions. That's how you get good people here. If Kevin Warren is supposed to be Ted Phillips, then we fucked up to begin with, because Ted Phillips wasn't a football guy. He was a money guy. You need to hire somebody that's a head of football operations. Let Kevin Warren go out and campaign and get this stadium. Let him do that and let him focus on that. But you need somebody that's going to oversee football operations and run this like a team that is in the now. And you're right. Until we actually do that, we're going to be stuck in the same position, because we're going to hire somebody, but other people that don't have anything to do with football is going to want to tinker and be like, oh, I want you to get this person. Well, what about that person? What does Bill Polian think? No, man. We will always be stuck in this position. Ben Johnson, I don't think, will come here if he can't hire his own staff. Mike Vrabel ain't gonna come here if he can't hire his whole staff. Bill Belichick ass definitely ain't gonna come here if he can't hire his own people. You're gonna get stuck with Clint Kubiak or Bobby Slowick or another first-time head coach.
Hey, y'all keep thinking I'm joking. I'm not joking about that Lincoln Riley. I'm not
right. Or Lincoln Riley, he got a good relationship with him. You're going to get stuck with somebody that is just looking to get in the building.
And I can say this too, Bears fans, if we hear Cliff Kingsbury's name, Flo, don't act like you too hear Cliff Kingsbury. Y'all saw a lot of y'all niggas be the one who said, oh, he did in Arizona. No. Look, man, sometimes coaches deserve second shots.
Yes.
And he's calling the plays in Washington. He's calling the plays. So if they got a Cliff Kingsbury, he wouldn't be my number one choice. I'm not mad at it. I'm with you at this point. Just get the right hire.
Bruh, Caleb
just
Williams
get the right hire,
was
bro.
16 for 30 for 120 yards. He averaged 4 yards a pass. Four yards. And he's the number one pick in the draft. He got sacked 9 times, y'all.
By a Patriots defensive line that isn't anything. What, like, and think about the Packers defensive line. Like, the Packers defense in general. Like, that's why I'm concerned now. Like, it's – Caleb was having a hard time reading these defenses today. And it's like, what's it going to be like when you see that Packers defense next week? What's it going to be like when Brian Flores is sending you confusing blitzes?
Right.
What's it going to be like when you're going against the Detroit Lions, who offensively – if you the Lions are so good, and we're going to see tonight in the Texas game, if you don't even score on one drive, you might be screwed. Like, that's how potent that offense now.
That's why I said they're getting us by 50 on Thanksgiving, G.
And without Andrew Billings, David Montgomery and Jameer
David
Gibbs.
David Montgomery, that even though he had his revenge game last year, he's going to have another one. He's like, oh, we lost them last year. And they're resting on that. They're resting on us having to beat them in the last minute. And they're resting on beating us last year.
Well, I just want to answer this question by JG. He said, since you're in Hollis Hall, look, I automatically call the shot. Look, from what I've been told and from what George has told us himself, that they are – George McCaskey is hands off, and this is the Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles show. I understand why Bears fans are skeptical. I get it. I'm just going off what I was told. You know what I'm saying? That is the case. So we're going to see very, very soon. If Kevin Warren doesn't do anything, then I believe that it's still Connor Roy, who I call George McCaskey, that he's still calling the shots. When he's consistently said, I'm not a football guy. I don't know about football. I relied to Ted Phillips, and now I rely to Kevin and Ryan. That's what he said every time we've spoken to him. You know what I'm saying? He says they're going to try to audible Gerald Everett. Yeah, you know. Carl Clinton, I don't care about the drills when the Kendrick album comes. I wish the Kendrick album was coming today so I can stop thinking about these niggas.
Yeah, we need it today. Going back to some of the stats, and this is also what was ultra confusing to me, is the running game at points in the game was working. And anytime that it started working, they went away from it. DeAndre Swift, 16 carries, 59 yards, averaging 3.7 yards per play. Keenan Allen led all wide receivers with 5 receptions for 44 yards, but it did feel like they was force-feeding them the ball. Cole Kmet, first time in 2 games getting on the board. First time since he was special teams player of the week by catching 2 touchdowns and being the long snapper. Like, this game, and when you look at New England, Drake May, 184 yards, a touchdown, an interception. That interception by T.J. Edwards was the first time in my history of being a Bears fan where I was like, well, so the fuck what? Y'all ain't going to do shit with it.
Nah, me too. Me too.
Y'all ain't going to do shit with it. And they ran the ball very effectively against the Bears, led by Ramon Stevenson, 20 carries for 74 yards on the ground. This was, again, the conversation that me and Scott had talked about a couple of weeks ago, DEFCON 5. This is it. We are there. We are ready to push the button. Like, we are ready to be like, all right, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? But I'm going to tell y'all now. Rock bottom ain't next week when we lose to the Green Bay Packers. Because Jordan Love is going to give us a little bit of hope because he's going to throw some ducks. He's going to give us a little bit of hope. We might be in that for a little bit because of the defense. Rock but bottom. He going to give us a little bit of hope, but we're going to eventually get our ass beat.
Rock bottom going to be when Granny say the dressing's ready. And then the Lions again. It is 28-3 in the first quarter.
That's when it's going to be DEFCON. So here's my thing to Bears fans. And I think this is very important. I ain't never said this before. I always thought this shit was lame. But Bears fans, since y'all feel the way that y'all feel, don't go to the game.
I've always said
this is the time.
I said that to White Sox fans and Bears Bulls fans all the time. Stop going to the games.
This
y'all
is the time.
Y'all always going to United Center, nigga. Y'all always going to USA the field. Stop going.
Like, this is the time. If there was ever a time where Bears fans needed to get their voice heard, this is it. Because you got Green Bay next week. Who really want to go to that game and see y'all get embarrassed again?
You'll be shocked.
You don't want to go and get embarrassed again. You're going to go because you want to kick it. Kick it somewhere else. Because I'm telling you right now, look at the final stretch of this season and somebody point me to the win. Somebody point me to it. The way we're playing right now,
maybe Seattle. That's a massive
That's a massive one. So somebody point me to the win. Bears fans, if y'all really want to be heard, this is the time. Stay y'all ass at the crib. Don't go to that Green Bay game. Because as Scott said earlier, we know the McCaskies care about that game. Show them how much you don't care when Matt Eberflus on Wednesday is doing his press conference. Show them how much you don't care after you hear Eberflus on ESPN 1000. I already text Hood. And this is what I text Hood.
Hood just hit me right now.
I text Hood. He told me, he said, hey, thank you, program director. Yes, program director. I said, hey, if Buddy Ass make it to the call, if he ain't fired, make sure you understand that you are on camera and people see your facial expressions. Because last week, when he was talking to Flus, his hand was over his face like LeBron talking to Chris Paul out there again.
Yeah, right.
If, exactly. I know Cap and Hood going to put the fire.
You going to see me doing this.
He like this. He like, yo, I don't need the people to see my face and how I feel like he's full of shit. When he makes all of his media appearances, when he has his Wednesday press conference, every last one of y'all on Monday, when we do our show tomorrow, every last one of y'all on the chat going to be pissed, mad, and upset. Why they didn't fire Flus?
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you right now. The only change I expect on Wednesday when I get to Hallis Hall, I believe Thomas Brown is going to be the new offensive coordinator. And like you said, Bane, that does nothing for me. Thomas Brown was offensive coordinator in Carolina last year. You didn't see any changes from him to Frank Wright. That doesn't move me whatsoever. That's the phase we know it's over. Remember Matt Nagy did that where he thought he was just being a big guy by not doing the play calling anymore? That's the next phase. Like you said, the McCaskies care about that Packer game. That Packer game. Hey, man, look, like you said, Jordan Love going to keep us in it for a while. He going to keep us in it for a while because he likes to throw the thing around. But with the Detroit Lions, and honestly, I think with the Minnesota Vikings, you think Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Stevenson on Justin Jefferson? What do you think that's going to look like? You know, Aaron Jones is having a good season. No Andrew Billings.
Hey, DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. Hey, man, look. The Niners just got Run CMC back. Brock Purdy throwing that thing again. Look,
you think George Kittle? You think George Kittle ain't gonna want to get off on his favorite team, Paul?
Look, I'm going to San Francisco to enjoy San Francisco because I haven't been to the Bay Area, which is funny. Lived in Los Angeles for 10 years, never went to the Bay Area. That's what I'm going there for. That game's gonna be ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like Damian, I can't get mad at 4-13. Where's the win?
Where's the win?
Like, I need somebody, like, tomorrow, oh, I'm not going to hold you. We're going to go through the final eight, and we're going to see if we can find a win. You know what I'm saying?
I'll leave that segment because I can tell you right now. The Bears' next games are the Packers next week at 12, the Vikings after that, then the Lions on Thanksgiving. And here's the thing. If you don't fire Flus, I know what the Bears might do. If you don't fire Flus tonight and you don't fire him after you lose to the Packers and the Vikings, you give your new head coach a couple of days of being prepared.
The mini bye after Thanksgiving?
The mini bye after you lose to the Lions at 12:30 while the food is cooking. And then you put his foot to the fire because his first game is going to be against the 49ers, then the Vikings, the Lions again at home, the Seahawks, and the Packers. Ladies and gentlemen, on tomorrow's show, I ain't going to hold you. We're going to play Where's the Win? And I'm not going to pick anything because I can tell y'all right now, they ain't winning shit. But I'll get my game show host on. And where's the win with your host?
Where's the win?
Scott Lewis. That's going to be me. Scott.
Where's the win?
I'll be the voice of God. I'll be riding, my nigga.
Green Bay Packers coming to Soldier
Field. Yeah, I'll do that because I can tell you right now, I said on Friday, this is the last win they was going to get.
Y'all lost in front of Simone Biles, man. Come on, dog.
Who is that?
You don't know who Simone Biles is, bro?
Oh, I thought you said somebody. I thought you were talking about somebody else. But yeah, man, that's a wrap, G. It fun. Hey, look, thank y'all for coming out. Chicago Bears 2024 season is over with. See y'all next year.
And by the way, I'm going to say this and we're going to close up because I'm tired and I still got a plan. I got a plan for tomorrow's show. It's this. If and when they do hire Ben Johnson, whatever, let's just say that does happen. Keep their feet to the fire, man. From here on out, I'm giving the Bears nothing until I see it. Nothing until I see it, bro. I don't care if they fire Flus, fire Waldron, they make some excellent hirings. I've got to see it, man. I've got to see it. Where's the win? Coming tomorrow on the 4 o'clock edition of I'm Not Gonna Hold You.
Somebody send us some game show theme music. We'll put this bitch up.
Nikhil's producing tomorrow. I'm gonna tell him to find some game show music. So that's all we got for y'all today. Shout out to everybody who watched in the chat. It's a bit, and that's another thing we're gonna talk about, Shane O'Mac. This is the worst era for Chicago sports ever. I mean, ever. All the teams are bad. We're gonna talk about that tomorrow as well. I'm not gonna hold you. So we appreciate everybody watching, listening.
Man, the Bears lost during the week that Chicago's own Quincy Jones passed away.
This was one of the worst 7 days I've had in a long time. Quincy Jones died on Monday. The Cheeto in Chief took his position back on Tuesday. And the Bears did this to me. You know what I'm saying? Like this is the things that happen to me, man. So, Ben, anything you want to say before we wrap up?
Hey, man, if y'all thought I was pissed today, and listen to I Ain't Gonna Hold You tomorrow after I come from the doctor's office.
Yeah,
man. Rest in peace, Candyman.
Rest in peace, Candyman. Tony Todd. Rest in peace to America. Rest in peace to everything, man. Rest in peace to Quincy. Niggas playing Quincy Jones beats during the timeouts today too. But yeah, man.
Yeah, cause you can't play King Von or Dirk no more.
You can't play some. No, this was hilarious. Somebody, I don't know who said it. I don't know what media member said it. Somebody said in the press box today, the Bears are winless since Dirk went to jail. Boy, I almost fell out. I don't know who said it. I don't think it was her because it didn't sound like her. But somebody said, it might have been my boy Gina. Might have been my boy Jane. Stay humble. Might have been Jane. Somebody said, the Bears are winless since Dirk went to jail.
I'm about to. Oh my God!
I was like, "All right, man." So there's real football coming on on our televisions in 45 minutes. The Lions, and that's one last thing. I gotta say this one last thing. Shout out to my guy DeMarco on Twitter. He said, "Look, rebuilds aren't supposed to take this long in football." Brad Holmes, Detroit Lions, got hired in 2021. The next year, they won 9 games. The next year, they went to the NFC Championship game, and now they're probably the best team in the sport. That's just some crap the Bears players, the Bears free agents, not free agent, Bears front office want to tell you to say. And Ryan Poles, you said when you got hired, you're going to be a visible GM. Where you at, bro? Where you at? We ain't seen this nigga since training camp. You know what I'm saying? I don't like both you and Kevin Warren need to speak. Enough is enough. The fan base is tired, man. Fan base is tired. I'm tired. I got to come up with creative ways to talk about these losers for the next 8 weeks. Pissing me off. All right, that's all we got, y'all.
Hey, when we gonna start doing the draft looks?
Oh man, I'm not even gonna do that because I'm not doing the draft this year. Fuck them. I'm not going to House Off no draft night. I don't care if they bribe me with the tacos they had this year. I'm not going. I will be at home. All right, I'm tired of looking at draft mock-ups. I'm gonna be looking at Ben Johnson film or Cliff Kingsbury film. For the next 8 weeks, that's what they need to do, man. So we're going to wrap this up. Shout out to everybody watching. Flo's be back hopefully on Wednesday. He's been a little bit under the weather. So hopefully he'll be back. So y'all know to follow us on social media at Barbershop Scott, at JR Bang. Follow the Barbers Chat Network at Barbers Chat Net. Subscribe to Patreon, patreon.com/Barbershop Network. I got a lot of stuff to say on all our shows this week. And follow your boy on TikTok, man. I'm doing these new daily sports takes. I have been advised by my team that I need to start doing TikToks. So my TikToks were getting love recently. So follow your boy at Barbershop Scott, all social media platforms. So yeah, man, we up out of here.
Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal way back from the beginning. A trusted source for the news. 7 Night for Hallis, what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news. 7 Night for Hallis in your ears, you. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis.